Hey, it's Renal. Welcome to the podcast, the only podcast, the Haters Renal podcast that has two shows on one. Quick Talk to Renal and Wrestling Off the Handle. We haven't done a quick talk in a long time. We're back with it. We're going to try to figure out a good schedule for it. With me, I got one of my favorites. Another one of my favorites.
Jiftay Music. We nice. In the building. All right. What's man. Good? What's poppin', man? What's
all right. Tell people who you are.
Man, I'm Jiftay. If you haven't heard of my music yet, just Google Jiftay Music, J-E-P-H-T-E Music, one word, Jiftay Music. Born and raised in Haiti, came to the state in 2003 and fell in love with hip-hop, and here we are now.
It's cool. You never heard of hip-hop, like, when you were in Haiti?
Not really. I mean, I would hear...
Wyclef was, like, the prior...
Wyclef was, like, the first rap song I could remember listening to, like, one of those Creole songs he made. Mm-hmm. But I listened to hip-hop, but I was more interested in playing soccer. That was my passion.
So you went to high school and everything down here?
Yeah, right? I went to high school here. Okay. I went to Columbia Central High.
Really?
Okay. I actually went to Wellington for a year, Wellington High School, because I was living at my auntie's house in Wellington when I first came.
Yeah.
And then I transferred to Columbia Central High School.
Yeah. I went to Atlantic, Boynton Beach.
you've been around the block.
Yeah, Survivor. I was one of those kids.
You've been around the block.
Yeah, man. I went to a bunch of high schools. I don't know about you, because like I am Haitian, but I never actually even been to Haiti. And growing up, like, it was kind of like hard between like the black African Americans and Haitians. So it was kind of like, if you Haitian, is it like a problem? And then like,
yeah, we went through the same thing coming to America. I remember getting fights in school just because I'm this Haitian kid and mm-hmm. people picked on you. So, you know, we got to fight. Like, it just become, but we clicked up, you know, Haitians, we clicked up, we stayed together. So we had to put a stop to that, man. You can't just let people just beat you up. So, you know, I'm thankful I never got jumped. You know, I seen a lot of kids got jumped, end up in the hospital, ambulance had to come get them. I didn't want to end up like that. So, you know, we clicked up and trying to stay out of trouble.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part. But the thing is, because of the way I talk, people like didn't know, like,
they didn't know you were Haitian.
They didn't know about Haitian or about black, so they kind of left me alone. But I always knew if someone talking shit. But it was always cool because of like Wyclef, you know, the musician. I was like, oh shit, it is cool to be Haitian. You know?
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, we can do other stuff.
Exactly.
You know?
It's it's amazing because I remember when I first came, like the way. Like Haitian is in hip hop, the way the Haitian culture is in hip hop right mm-hmm. now, it wasn't really like that.
Now, so what was it like?
Yeah. It wasn't cool to be Haitian. Yeah. Even though Wyclef was always rock Haitian flag and always representing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a popular thing. So in high school, you know, you get picked on because you're Haitian. Like I said, you know, kids, you know, they're trying to mess with you because you know they got slogan like, "Oh, y'all Haitian eat cats and stuff like that."
Things,
you know,
yeah.
Things I've never heard until I came to America, but
yeah,
it's just nature of things, man. You know, that's just kids being kids. But, you know, we went through, it made us tougher. We come from Haiti. Nothing can break us. So that's the mentality.
I like the way you think, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, I've been seeing you do music for at least almost like a year or two.
I've seen
you personally, but like how long, like when did you start? Like when you first like knew you can like actually make music?
As far as music go, I always had a love and passion for music because I grew up in church. I grew up in church playing the drum and stuff. Not the American drum, like Haitian made drum. You know,
explain that one.
So a Haitian
made
drum.
I'm a bad
Haitian made drum is like it's made out of animal skin and it got missing parts and it's like
legit. Hint,
yeah, it's like yeah.
Like that.
Third world country drums.
All right. The best sounding drums.
Yeah, you learn from that. So, you know, my passion started there from church, from playing the music in the church. And then I remember performing a couple of times in churches, but I was never in choir.
No.
I was never, you know, that kind of kid. But my passion for music started there. And then when I came to the state, my cousins, who had came like 3 years before me, they were already into hip-hop. And one of my cousins, like the only CD... He always had two CDs in his car he listened to all the time. It was Tupac and T.I. Better Days by Tupac.
Okay.
And then Trap Music by T.I. I came in 2003. That's when Trap Music came out.
Okay.
By T.I.P.
That's when he was wearing the actual trap suit back then.
Yeah. Yeah, so, well, the Trap Suit was in the I'm Serious album, his first album.
Was it?
Yeah, that's when he had the picture. I think so. Hey. And then he had the Trap Music album, which I believe was his second album, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. But my past, and then the crazy thing is, you know, I'm fresh out of Haiti, so my English wasn't good enough to understand what these people were saying in their music. Mm-hmm. But my cousin, you know, especially Tupac, I came from a very political background in Haiti. You know, my father wasn't involved in politics. He almost got killed, which is the reason why we left Haiti and all that. We left Haiti in 2002, 2003, and 2000, and months.
Your father was like
The thing was, he just spoke his mind.
Yeah, but who's a politician or was he? Like,
he wasn't a politician. He's a pastor, so he just like anything that would go. That would go wrong in the country. He was like a Martin Luther King type.
Oh, okay, nice.
So he just spoke for the people in Haiti. You know, that doesn't go well. You with the government and all
speaking
that.
Speaking up to the government.
Yeah, then that doesn't sit well with them. So I grew up in that environment because my dad been doing that before I was even born. So I grew up in that environment. In 2002, 2003, we finally left Haiti. And we came to the state in 2003. And right after we came to the state, months after that, my father ended up getting shot, almost got killed.
Oh, man.
But thanks to God, he survived. Yeah. And then from there, everything just deteriorated in the country. Everything just went. And to the point where we had civil war and armed men were marching to the palace, the White House, to go kill the president. And the president was calling the White House for help and all that. It wasn't CNN, everything.
Wow. I do remember mom telling me about that.
Yeah, like, it was that happened. And this whole thing happened. It started like right after we left, and my dad got shot. And then the same people who were trying to kill my father, the same people we used to run away from, me and my family when we were in Haiti. We used to have to go into hiding and stuff like that.
Really?
And they trying to kill my dad. My dad survived, but right after that, they burnt down my city and throw people in fire.
You must have been really young then, man. Like
I was 15 when I left Haiti.
Well, I mean, that's pretty traumatic, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like, going through all these things. But it's life. Like, in Haiti, we don't see it like that because you grew up around that. It's the same thing for everybody.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's my story, man. That's why my music sound like the way it sounds, because I grew up around this environment.
I always see, like, your music is kind of like from my opinion, it's, like, very, very, one, it's beautiful. It's awesome.
Thank you
gotta
man.
Look it up, man.
Thank
it's
you.
Very, like, it's about emotions, real life, love. And just strength and just like it's no negativity. You're not really talking about like what's on, what's popping and
rap. Talk about it, but I don't celebrate it. I think that's the difference.
I mean,
I don't make it sound like if I could talk about stuff that happened in the hood, but I'm not gonna make it sound like it's cool.
No, I'm not even talking about that. But like what is new, like the Little Pump or whatever those type. That type of music.
Yeah, no, like I can't. I mean, I can't make that type of music because I was inspired by Tupac.
Yeah.
You know, and the reason why I was inspired by him is because when I started to understand what he was talking about, I could relate. I'm like, that's my story. You know, he grew up in a political home, single mom, and he was persecuted by the government. His whole family was persecuted because they were, you know, part of the Black Panther movement. Mm-hmm. So when I knew all this thing about him and, you know, I gravitated toward his music. So I had no choice but to write like that.
Yeah, like you're saying, like you don't celebrate the negativity of the hood in certain situations, but you talk about
it. I talk about it. Yeah.
That's the way music I think should be.
Yeah. You know, but
people celebrate the way they
want. Exactly. I just can't consciously make music that talks about killing because, see, I came from a different environment also. Like in Haiti, we don't, like in music, people don't celebrate that. Like, you know how the rapper here talking about, I blow your head off and all that.
Yeah.
I was running from that in Haiti. Like, why would I come here and celebrate that? Like, when I came to America and I wasn't around, you know, like, in Haiti, bro, when I was growing up in Haiti, it was crazy because, like, shootouts can go for weeks.
Yeah.
For weeks. Like, the whole city shut down and there's shootouts between two groups of people.
That makes, like, a war, man.
War.
Yeah.
You know, so I used to always hated those things because all I wanted to do as a kid was just play soccer. Mm-hmm. That's what was my passion. But when these things going on, you can't play. You know, you got to be on the run. You got to go into hiding, especially me and my family because of my father. Mm-hmm. You know, we like a target. Like, we have to run because they just burnt somebody.
Because of who they get to him, because of what he said and what he's doing.
Yeah. Damn, that's so big. All I ever wanted to do was to get away from these environments. So why would I come to America? And when I came to America and I see, oh, man, it's not, you know, it's beautiful here. Why would I go to that route? Why would I start talking about, I enjoy blowing heads up and stuff like that, man.
Well, one, most people that do rap about that
don't really do it.
Been around that. Yeah. They know somebody, real good.
They just rapping about. They just telling stories. Yeah, it is what it is. I don't judge anybody, but I don't rap like that.
That's your life. That's what you do.
Right? Yeah. If I rap about the killing, I rap about from a point of view of, damn, look what's happening. You know, because That's how I was in Haiti. I just wanted to get away from that and have peace.
So when was the first time you actually started recording your music? Like, when did you write first?
I wrote first, and one of my cousins, I didn't even know, but one of my cousins was like, yo, the neighbor son, he got a little studio in his closet. That was like in 2000. So I came to the city in 2003. By 2006, I was deep into rap.
Yeah.
You know, with the little bit of English that I had. And it's crazy because I never trying to write in Creole. Mm-hmm. Since I first started to write.
But that's your first language, man.
But I never trying to write in Creole.
Wow.
Because the rapper that inspired me, they went Haitian rapper. It was American rapper.
Okay.
So, and hip hop is a whole language by itself.
That's true. That is one.
You know, so I learned that language while I was learning English.
Okay.
So it's like, I knew a lot of English words mm-hmm. from these rap guys before I even knew what they meant.
Okay.
By listening to their songs.
That's how my mom learned English. Was from music and the news. So she knew exactly what things were, but didn't know what they actually
meant. Yeah. Exactly. So by the time I know what they meant, I actually knew what I heard that word already from a rap song or whatever. So which actually helped me.
Yeah.
It helped me learn faster. But the amazing thing was I never tried to write in Creole.
Yeah.
Never. Since I picked up the pen, I wrote in English.
Let me ask you this, because I got this a lot, and I'm not even from Haiti, is that, wow, you're from Haiti, but you don't have no accent.
I do have an accent. I do. Like when I record, something and I listen to it over, I'm like, man, I have, like, my accent is real strong. But if I hang out with somebody for, like, 2 minutes, they probably won't notice it, because it's just too, but if we hang out for the whole day and you hear me speaking, you know, you're going to notice it, like. When people hear this, they're gonna be like, he's from Haiti. especially with you there, like you, they can completely see the difference.
Yeah, definitely. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, but I
Yeah,
man. I can't get rid of it.
So you started in 2004 recording? Did you wrote English first?
Yeah, I wrote this rap.
You remember it?
My first rap I ever wrote went like this. Something like
spit it.
I remember a little bit of hook. Like, give me the mic and I'm gonna rap this song. Give me the mic and I'm gonna keep it going on. Like, you know, something like that, man.
I like that. Yeah, that's amazing.
but you know, like most rappers,
yeah,
when they first start rapping, mm-hmm. writing raps, they only know about verses. Like
what that mean.
Like, you know, in songs, you got the chorus, you got the verses, you can have bridge and all that. As far as how you compose a song.
Yeah. Okay.
Most rappers, they didn't know about the hook, the verse. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to make that. They don't know how to write a song because that's like the foundation of the song is the hook.
Pun had a problem with that.
Who was 50 Cent had a problem with that.
Okay,
like when he first started, he just rapped.
Mm-hmm.
But as rappers, they learn to compose a whole song to make the hook, you know, or you start with the hook first. But me, because of my background growing up in church,
mm-hmm.
I already knew
how music works.
So the first song I ever wrote was a complete song. It wasn't just a rap. Which is most rappers, they start with rap. And then they would take like an R&B song and put a rap verse to it.
That makes sense.
You know, me, I knew how to write the hook. I knew how to compose a whole song. So the first song I ever wrote was a complete song. And people was like, man, you can really write. You know, but I didn't have no dream to become nothing. I just wanted to. First time I did it, it was like, because the first song I wrote about how I'm happy to be in America.
Word.
I used to have asthma when I was in Haiti, and I don't have asthma anymore. Like, I'm happy about where my life at right now. And it was like the type of song that you hear that, you know, that make you see where I come from, but I'm also happy to be here.
Mm.
So
it's a positive. Sounds like a positive song.
Yeah. And but the thing about that song, it made me realize something I never knew. Like, I didn't know writing could help you release stress.
Oh, you my
know.
God,
so yeah. After I wrote, I didn't even know I had that much weight on my shoulder. After I wrote, because coming up from Haiti, in Haiti, when I was growing up in Haiti, they don't, like, if you go to school mm-hmm. and you're doing bad in your homework, nobody sat down with you and be like, what's going on at home? Mm-hmm. Like, they whip you. Yeah. you could see somebody got killed as a kid. And that fuck with you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, can I curse?
Yeah, it's cool.
I don't curse in my music, but it's just a normal conversation.
It's cool,
right?
Yeah.
So, that mess up with you. But you go to school and you still think, like, days after, you're still thinking about what you just saw. We don't even have the
time to process it.
Yeah, there's no way to go. Like, you don't even go to the teacher and be like, man, I saw something, bad. It's just a way of life. Everybody go through it, and they still normal. So you go through it, you'll be fine.
That's not healthy at all.
Not healthy at all. So like I remember, and which is one of the things I love about school in America. When I came here, they'll sit and talk to you how things going on at home. Mm. You know, making sure you're okay. Get your psychiatrist help if you need that. In Haiti, they whoop you if you don't do your homework. They don't ask, what's going on at home. Are you in a broken home?
Or something, what's up?
Yeah,
but when you felt like when you start writing, you felt better. Like
got I felt shows. Better, like I was, like I felt free. I'm like the first song I wrote and I recorded, the feeling that I felt, that's the feeling that made me keep writing and make me keep writing the way I write.
Yeah.
Because I know people would tell me, and they feel like, so it's like
how old were you?
I was like, I came when I was 15, so maybe I was like 17.
Because that's 17. Like really
I was still in
to,
high school.
You were really young. 15 is young to be still to come here, but mm-hmm. Even to see all that stuff at that age, and then,
and kept all that inside because
you let it out when you start writing that song.
Yeah, I let everything out when I start. Like ever since I start writing, the very next song was about things I've seen in Haiti. That I'm because that's the feeling I got when I wrote these things, and it's like, man, for the first time I could have people go to psychiatrists and they sit and they talk to that person that's helping them with their problem. So that was the first time with music I felt like there's somebody I could talk to. You know, and it was just off the feeling that it made me feel. It wasn't like somebody say, hey, this will help. It wasn't nothing like that, but it was just releasing. It felt so good, and that feeling kept me writing all the time and writing about what I write about.
So how many songs did you record when you first started? You wrote first, and then you recorded later.
Yeah, so I wrote. So, like I said, my cousin told me, like, the neighbor. I didn't even know the neighbor had a little booth mm-hmm. in his closet. The neighbor's son, Jason. Shout out to Jason. So, my cousin told me about him. So, my cousin saw me doing my little rap. I'm reciting my little rap. He's like, hey, the neighbor got a little booth there. You can go and record. You can ask him. So, I went and asked him. He was like, cool. So I started recording ever since then, and I just kept recording there. And I probably wrote like, man, I was so much into it, bro. Like the neighbor, he got tired of me coming all the time. I was bothering him. Like I would go in there and be like, yo, I got a song, I got another song. I just wanted to keep on doing it.
That's hustle. That's grinding,
yeah.
Man.
And I never lost the passion since then. I just kept on doing it.
Were you able to put your music out like when you first started recording? Were you like putting on MySpace?
I don't think they had MySpace back then. When I first started, I don't think
2003,
so.
2003, yeah, they had MySpace.
They
back.
Did?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah, man. I'm old. I'm 30.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm 31. So
I
did put some of my music in MySpace. Yeah, MySpace was the only outlet. So yeah. MySpace. I don't think they had SoundCloud back then.
No, they didn't have SoundCloud. But yeah. MySpace music. That's how.
Yeah, they
I
did.
Knew whoever
but was. I wasn't even trying to put my music out of nothing. It was like I said, just the feeling it gave me. That feeling, that rush, when I write the songs and the way it make me feel, I would just want to write it every time.
Yeah.
I just wanted to record it and listen to it and let my friend listen to it, let my cousin listen to it. But I was not trying to put my music out. And it's not that I was scared of what people would think about it. It just, this was something that I found that I did for myself.
You didn't, did you knew you were good or you just kind of,
I didn't care about if I was good or not. I just love this. Like growing up in Haiti, the only thing I did to make me feel good was playing soccer. That's how I ignore the reality of my world. I play soccer. Like if you go on my Instagram still right now, you'll see me I'll be doing soccer tricks. Like I still love playing soccer.
Yeah. What's your team?
Brazil, man. I'm from Haiti, bro.
Yes, we always love Brazil.
Yeah, man. Like, I'm from Haiti, man. That's why we live off that, bro. But, like, soccer is not just a game, like, for people around the world. Life, like, here, it's just another game. Because you got so many things to occupy your mind to. But in these third world countries, that's all we got. Like, this is the only thing. The kids, we don't have no parks to go to and have fun. We don't have, when I was growing up, now they have some basketball parks in Haiti, but when I was growing up, we didn't have no bat. We don't have nothing. So all we do as kids, we run around a different city, different neighborhood and play soccer and fight, you know. And that's all we did, bro. Like, that's all we pass our time. We don't in Haiti. We didn't grow up in the house playing video games because we even got power that much. So you ain't got no video game.
Yeah,
you
know? Man.
Some kids had video game, but that wasn't the culture.
Sure, yeah.
You know, I remember some of my friends they had video game. It wasn't the way because you don't even have power most of the time.
Yeah, man.
So. We outside all the time playing soccer fights, playing marble in the dirt. It's like that's the entertainment.
You make do with what you got.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yes, and we did, bro. We did.
And that's what you did with your music when you found that you found Jason. And then after that you started like performing. Like,
man.
How long
took
you to perform?
It took me years before I even started performing, bro. Because like I said, I wasn't trying to put nothing out. People start telling me, you can go with this. But I wasn't trying to be a rapper. I wasn't trying to be nothing. When I was growing up in Haiti, my dream was to make it to America. And as far as I was concerned, I made it. So
you knew you got talent, but man, you got talent now, bro.
People kept telling me, yo, this sounds good. You should go with this. You should try to. It wasn't like until I was on probation in 2008 and 2009. I had caught like small case.
Yeah,
it was felony cases, but it was marijuana charges. So, so I caught these cases and I was on probation. I didn't do no jail time. I went to jail for a couple of days and all, but because it was my first time, my first charge, so the judge just gave me probation for a year. So in that time, I was like, the first thing they told me, because I'm not a citizen, we have the right to deport you.
Oh,
so after everything I told you I came from in Haiti and to tell me that you're going to send me back there, and that was in 2009, 2010, which Haiti was hot around that time. Like people like it was hot. You didn't want to go to Haiti around that time. So that was right after the Civil War. So to tell me that you're gonna send me back to Haiti was like the most traumatic thing for me at the time. So I was like, I gotta find something to do. I gotta find something. So music, then I started taking music seriously. I made a list of all the things I could do. I didn't have to be good at it, but if I could do it, I wrote it down on the paper. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to pick one of these things to go after all the way, like make it a dream of passion.
Do you remember some of those things?
I could ride a bike, so I put that down. I'm not a good, I don't know how to swim, but I can, you know, pedal. So I put that down. Soccer, I wrote soccer, I put that down. I wrote music, I put that down. In Haiti, we grew up, we love fighting, so I put that down.
Boxing, all right.
Not boxing, karate.
Okay.
You know, not like Bruce Lee, anything like that. But in the street, like we love fighting in Haiti. Mm-hmm. That's like the other thing we do a lot. So I put that down. The thing in my head was, I see people making money, making a living, living out their dream in any of those things I just say. Whether it's riding bike, there's a kid that's riding bike, and then he gets some
sponsorship
and all that. You know,
yeah,
all this thing that I just said. There's people making money, making a living off of them. And I'm like, which one of this thing can I pick right now and do it right now? And rap was that thing because I didn't need anything. When I was in high school, I used to play soccer. I loved playing soccer, but I needed somebody to take me to practice. Mm-hmm. I need someone to buy me the shoes. I need, you know, even I make the team, like I play for the team in the city, travel team.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got accepted off my skill. I couldn't pay it. I couldn't afford to pay it.
Mm.
So just because I was good, they took me in the team. But when they go and travel to other places, the kids' parents go with them.
Yeah.
My parents, you know, my mom couldn't go with me. She had to work.
Work, man.
And so I would ride with the other kids' parents.
Mm-hmm.
So when more opportunity come where my parents had to be there to take me, like I missed out on this opportunity because then when nobody take me or I make the team, but I didn't let that stop me as an excuse to not become anything in life, though. I just, like I say, I make a list and I pick out of everything something that I didn't need nobody to give me anything to do, where I could just do it myself. and something that I had already started doing. And music was that thing that stood out.
That's good, man. That's like, and I'm glad that you do that because like, you are really talented. Like,
Thank you, man.
I don't tell that to people like a lot. Like,
thank you. Appreciate that. Musician,
and I'm glad that you do that. And like when you started performing, like, what was like? Remember where you first went?
It had to be house parties.
House parties?
I think so. It wasn't open mics.
No.
It had to be house party because at the time I was in the hood. That was the environment I was around. So it had to be my friend. He a DJ. He used to go every weekend do house parties. So that's where it started. My first performance had to be at some house party or some local club or something like that. It had to be something like that.
Man. Well, I know you gotta run pretty soon, so but you know, I love talking to you. I love your music, man. Keep
putting
out that stuff. Let the people know your social media.
You can follow me on Instagram at Jephte Music, Jephte Music, one word. SoundCloud, you can listen to all my songs. SoundCloud.com/Jephte Music, again, Jephte Music, one word. Matter of fact, if you just Google Jephte Music, everything would pop off. iTunes, everywhere online, you can get the music.
You got anything that's coming up? Or?
I'm working on a new tape right now, but I got something on. I got a lot of music online where people can find them. So, and I'm always putting out new music. I don't necessarily have to be working on a project.
Did you have a last project come out?
Yes,
you're selling albums, right?
What was it? Well, this one, I just made like physical copy for the people in the open mics places I've been going to. But I got something online called Dreams and Distraction. Okay. If you just Google Dreams and Distraction by Jephte Music, it'll show up on iTunes, and Amazon, everywhere. You get music now, everywhere online. And you can get that. And follow me on Instagram. I'll be on Instagram a lot. You can see all my posts, Facebook. All my shows.
All right, man. Cool, man. Thank you again for coming. This is Quick Talks with Ronald. You can find me at everything at Hey, It's Ronald. Hey, I-T-S, Ronald. Also, follow me on my Instagram because I got like one pack and I took a selfie, so I look good.
He's been working out, people.
I'm getting them gains. Thank you for listening, man. Thank you again for being on this, man. Go listen to this man.
Thank you for having me. Jephte is officially the biggest name in the music industry. You heard it here first.
Oh, thank you.